Bruce. My name is Bruce Lang. Anyone here from this mic?
Yes.
My name is Bruce Lang. I've been in Newport. Harry and Jim and all, this has been a wonderful program. The government, his speech was excellent. And I had a lot of questions in mind. We answered a lot of them. But we all know Rhode Island is a fantastic state. We have so many pluses. We literally could be the best state in the country. I'm not exaggerating. But we have one major disadvantage, and that is our government. And the government is dominated by the state legislature. And the state legislature is dominated pretty much by the public employee unions. And even though there were some advances made in reducing some of the pensions, there's not a business in the United States of America who could afford all of the fringe benefits that our public employee union personnel have. Retirement, health care, pensions, days off, paid holidays, paid vacations, overtime, extra this, extra that. It would be impossible to run a business, any business. I'm a businessman. I own a business. I could never run a business and give those kinds of free credit. So we've made some improvements, now specifically, let's say, the pension area. But the unions are taking it to court. And Governor, your speech, you said they'll lose. I don't know if they will, but regardless of what happens on that, big question is, how are we going to deal with the public employee unions in the future? Obviously, those positions, teachers, firemen, policemen, etc., are important. We love all of those people, but it's unreasonable. The two things we must do to improve the state are reduce government expenses, and we have to reduce taxes, at least start on a plan. I know you believe this, you were trying to do it, but even this year, where the budget was supposed to be balanced, it's not really balanced. We're not going to bring in the income that has been estimated, and there will be greater expenses. So looking to the future, how are we going to fight this battle? And we have to do it quickly. We can't wait that long. The state is in desperate trouble. We could go bankrupt if we don't improve the situation. So how do we do it for the future? You've been there 6.5 years fighting the battle. How do we now continue to fight the battle, push the boulder up, but make the boulder lighter?
I thought you had the answer, Bruce. I mean, with that build-up, I figured you got it. No, listen, it's very simple. Yeah, I said very simple. In life, it's never easy. It's never easy. It's going to be doing what we've been doing and doing it hotter and stronger. And it's going to be figuring out where it is. Because, listen, this is not union bashing. Union leadership is elected. They're elected. They have a job to do. Get everything they can for their members. If you think they're interested in the public good, all right, you don't understand what motivates them. It's not the public good. It's they are paid to get as much as they can for their members. So it's going to be a battle, Bruce. And what you need to do, and that's why I say risk is so important, because you need a counterbalancing voice. You need somebody out there that is electing people that are not going to be beholden to the unions to start with. So you start diminishing the influence of the legislature. Alright? And then you've got to, every single time there's a contract up, you've got to take it to the bed. Last year, Council 94, what? They went to court. They didn't go. Well, we hung in and said, no, we're not budging. We're not budging. And, that's the only way to do it. It's not easy, but it's a battle. And you've got to, this is why I keep saying, I can't say it enough, why you are so important. Because what happened in Coventry, what's happening in East Providence, what's happening in the communities, our people are saying we've had it. And it turning out, because you know what happened, the unions are very good, they turn out all their members. You go to a financial town meeting, who's all there? The teachers, the firefighters, the police, and their families. That's understandable. They know it's a vote. So shame on us if we can't figure out how to get more votes. Because that's the only way you're going to win. All right, that's okay.